Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Produced and hand-selected by Brad Savage in the studios of WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Athens, Ohio, USA. Presented in this special global edition on the greatest independent radio stations across planet Earth on shortwave via the super-powered Radio Miami International, WRMI in Okeechobee, Florida. On Channel 292 shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany, heard across Europe and Northern Africa. And on the 500-kilowatt WBCQ The Planet in Monticello, Maine, on the Canadian border. On FM and AM via broadcast signals all across North America and planet Earth. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage.
Come aboard. We're expecting ya. This is the Cruisin' the Decade show with one song per decade for over 100 years of music. A real examination of music history and the progression of the recorded music industry, and a real examination of my basement where it's been taken over by music memorabilia, records and tapes and CDs and old 8-tracks and even a good handful of wax cylinders. I don't have a working player for the wax cylinder recordings, but I still collect them. And if you have a similar curiosity about recorded music, then this is the show for you. We're heard all across planet Earth on internet radio, on shortwave radio, on medium wave or AM radio stations, on FM stations, on HD radio stations, community broadcast stations. I mean, it could be anywhere. Now, 20 stations every single week run this show. So thanks for being here for Cruisin' the Decades. Let's get started. Way back in the teens, Billy Murray, a wildly popular singer, one of the first true rock star. Well, I guess he wasn't a rock star. I guess one of the first true recorded music singing stars in the teens and 20s, Mr. Billy Murray with his 1916 song, I Love a Piano, on Cruisin' the Decades.
As a child, I went wild when the band played. How I ran to the man when his hand swayed. Clarinets were my pets and the slide trombone I thought was simply divine. But today when they play, I could hit them. Every bar is a jar to my system. But there's one musical instrument that I call mine. I love a piano, I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play on a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle when Paderewski comes this way. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear that long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and your bow, give me a P-I-A-N-O. Oh, I love to sit right beside an upright or a high-toned baby grand. When a green tetrazine starts to wobble, I grow cold as an old piece of marble. I allude to the crude little party singer who don't know when to pause. At her best, I detest the soprano, but I run to the one at the piano. I always love the accompaniment, and that's because I love a piano, I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play on a piano. A grand piano, it simply carries me away. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle when Paderewski comes this way. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear that long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and your bow, give me a P-I-A-N-O. Oh, oh, I love to sit right beside an upright or a high-toned baby grand.
Born in Philadelphia in May of 1877, that is William Thomas Murray, singer Billy Murray, on Cruisin' the Decades, our oldest selection this week. That was 1916, I Love a Piano. Cruisin' the Decades is a 100-year journey through recorded music history. We play one song per decade from the teens and 20s and 1930s and 40s and 50s. And up next, a song dedicated to everyone listening in New Orleans, thanks to Delgado Community College and WXDRLP, their radio station at the college, 99.1 FM, Dolphin Radio. There's a lot of good New Orleans songs. And this week, the New Orleans tune comes from Blossom Seeley, released in 1923. This is Way Down Yonder in New Orleans on Cruisin' the Decades.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
As a king, feeling good and everything, just like a bird in the spring. Gotta let it out, it's my sweetie, can't you guess? Wild about him, I'll confess. Does he love me? That's why I shout.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Now everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Oh.
Now we're really cooking and cruising and swinging through the decades. That was the Boswell Sisters. And that's a song you might be familiar with just from the pop culture vernacular, a song that has really lived on through many decades. Everybody Loves My Baby, 1932. The Boswell Sisters were a harmony singing trio combining the jazz and swing eras and almost laying the groundwork for the vocal groups of the 40s and 50s that would lead to rock and roll later. That is Martha, Connie, and Vet Boswell. They had 20 top 20 hits in the 1930s. The Boswell Sisters on Cruisin' the Decades with 100 Years of Music. I'm Brad Savage. We hope you enjoy this examination of recorded music history, decade by decade, song by song. Thanks for listening. We move along to an artist that is near and dear to my heart, singer Vaughn Monroe, one of the biggest pop singers of the 40s. And he was born and experienced his young life in Akron, Ohio, which is where this show originates. So one of our top local music artists of all time in the rubber city of Akron, Ohio. Vaughn Monroe was born here in October of 1911. This is There, I've Said It Again, 1945 on Cruisin' the Decades.
I love you. There's nothing to it's better than burning inside. I love you. No use to pretend. There, I've said it again. I've said it. What more can I say? Believe me. There's no other way. I love you. I will to the end. There, I've said it again. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so, but one thing. I want you to know I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I said it again. One thing, I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when.
Hearing a 100-year journey through the history of recorded music from an extensive, obsessive record collection belonging to radio's Brad Savage. This is Cruisin' the Decades, heard on the greatest independent radio stations across North America and the world. 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition.
All about
hot singing, singing, singing.
When that look gets in your eyes,
hot singing, singing, singing.
I can't stop, and you know why.
Hot singing, singing, singing.
When you snuggle close to me, ooh, ooh, what a feeling, baby. I can plainly see my heart and soul you're stealing. I may be young, but I ain't no fool.
Singing it, Sam.
You didn't learn that jive in school.
Hot singing it, Sam. Boot, bot, boot, bot, boot, bot. Singing it, sagging it, singing it, Sam. Singing it, sagging it, singing it, Sam.
It's a 100-year music collection and a journey through popular music This is Cruisin' the Decades. You just heard The Drifters, Hot Ziggity, Ziggity Zam, one of their early songs from 1954, and not a chart hit, but a song I particularly enjoy. I've been doing a little deep dive on the recordings of The Drifters in the past few weeks. They have a lot of history, a lot of great compilations out and about, you know, reissues on CD that chronologically profile their career. The Drifters have a fascinating history that starts with being the backing group for Clyde McFatter around 1953. He was previously in Billy Ward and the Dominoes. And then the second high point for the Drifters came around 1959 when they became the backing group for Ben E. King. But all of that great stuff, it's just terrific. Early doo-wop and R&B soul, the Drifters on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. We're dying to know where you're hearing the program. Where are you located? Which radio station has you tuned in? Drop us a line for a shout out and maybe a request on a future program. Email me, brad@thesummit.fm. We're in Akron, Ohio, producing this show for The Summit, an independent all-music public radio station. The Summit is heard in Akron, Canton, and Youngstown in Athens, Ohio. And now we've branched out with this special global edition of this show. So thanks for tuning in. Email brad@thesummit.fm. Let us know how the signal sounds. What's your reception report? We've got listeners all over the world, all over Europe, thanks to Channel 292 Shortwave from Rohrbach, Germany. And we get reports from Norway and Denmark and Sweden and Finland and the United Kingdom all the time, and many across Germany and Poland. And that's just our Channel 292 listeners. We'd also like to say hello to Mark in Northeast Oklahoma, listening to a Saturday night broadcast on 5950 from Radio Miami International. Mark happens to be a ham radio operator. His call sign is N50BC. So thank you, Mark, for listening. Glad you enjoy the music. Also, Mr. G is listening on 7490 WBCQ, The Planet, shortwave out of Maine, out of Monticello, Maine, right on the Canadian border. And Mr. G is in New Brunswick, Canada, tuned in on 7490. So thanks so much for your shortwave reception reports, brad@thesummit.fm. And don't worry, if you're listening on a more traditional FM radio station, we'd love to get your report as well. Hello to listeners in St. Louis and Mankato and Washington, D.C. and across Alaska and on CKLB, the voice of Denonday. Hello to listeners across Canada's Northwest Territories. It's Cruisin' the Decades with 100 years of music. And we're up into the 1960s now. We're going to do a country selection from the great Buck Owens. Now imagine this. This song is a top charter for 1965 on the country charts for Buck Owens. This is right when the Beatles and the Stones and the British invasion is happening. I think in a lot of ways, people think of the mid to late 60s as so much Beatles, Stones, Kinks, Who, British Invasion, rock and roll. Yes, that's true. But listen to some of the great sounds of country music at that same time. A Tiger by the Tail, Buck Owens on Cruisin' the Decades.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb, just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. A leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music history, from Akron, Ohio, USA, to the world, via high-powered shortwave, Radio Miami International, and the 500-kilowatt blowtorch world band signal of WBCQ, the planet, in Monticello, Maine. And heard on the top independent community and music radio stations in the world. Music from the lifelong record collection of Brad Savage, hand-picked song by song. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
The other night, I was walking down the street. I was getting kind of hungry. I decided to get me something to eat. Now, I passed up all the chain franchise joints on Hamburger Row and stopped at a little greasy spoon place I always eat at called Eat. Sit and go. Get you one of those greasy hamburgers all peppered up, lay you up in the hospital for 10 days. So I ordered me up a couple of them grease bombs. Waitress brought them over, lifted up the bun, checked them out. Damn, no ketchup. So I nudged the guy sitting next to me at the counter. I said, hey, partner, how about passing the ketchup over? Suddenly, this little bitty green hand holding a ketchup bottle came into view. And I freaked. Because the guy sitting next to me was a Martian. Now, in 28 years of eating hamburgers, I ain't never run into no Martian. Not at 2:30 in the morning, and certainly not at a fine scarfing establishment like Eat. Well, he was sitting over there with a bunch of colored sticks on his plate, and I looked over at him and I said, what you eating there, boy? Crayons? And he said,
why, no, they're Martian cigarettes. Here, try one.
Well, about a half hour later, he looked over at me and smiled. Them old Martians ain't got but two teeth in their head. And he said,
how do you feel?
And I said, well. He said,
well, according to my lunar space map, this town here is supposed to be
the boogie capital of the USA!
Well,
So I asked him, I said, now where else you been, boy? And he told me.
Said I rocked him over and I rocked him down. Rocked him in the country, I rocked him in town. Rocked him from Memphis on up to Maine. Woke up on a lady and she asked my name. Told him the name was on till him I should. I said, Rocky Chair Martian don't have to work. Yeah, feel so good.
What a twisted tale it is. That's Martian Boogie from Brownsville Station, our 1970s pick this week on Cruisin' the Decades. That was 1977. Brownsville Station is best known for their song Smokin' in the Boys' Room, which by the mid-80s was covered by Motley Crue and became an even bigger hit. Well, Brownsville Station is some great 70s hard rock, and that song, you'll never guess where I first discovered that song. Ah, yes, the Good Doctor, the Dr. Demento radio show, a huge influence on yours truly growing up. Probably that's half the reason that this show exists. You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades. It's 100 years of music appreciation and the concept of bringing listeners together through music across vast distances through radio transmission signals all over our great planet Earth. We're all a lot more the same than we are different, and we all love music. Well, pretty much everybody loves music. And if you even like music a little bit, hopefully you enjoy this fine radio show each week. Cruisin' the Decades, where we pick out one song per decade, and we're going to move into the 1980s. Now, this week for our 80s selection, get ready for this. I happened to grow up in the Twin Cities area, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Well known for a great musical heritage, of course, Prince and Bob Dylan, but in the 80s especially, you've got Husker Du and Soul Asylum and Trip Shakespeare and Semisonic and the Replacements and the Gear Daddies and the Jayhawks and all of these left of center bands that were doing different sounds but all kind of coalesced on this special scene together, the Minnesota sound of the early 80s. The Replacements were well ahead of their time and so critically heralded, and the record collectors love all the music of the Replacements. So we're going to pull one from their 1984 album, Let It Be. Not to be confused with the Beatles album, Let It Be. This is the Replacements and the Minneapolis sound. I Will Dare, 1984 on Cruisin' the Decades.
You
You're listening to Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade for over 100 years of music. Much has been written about the impact and the importance of the Replacements. You just heard I Will Dare from their 1984 album Let It Be. My name is Brad Savage. I am in Akron, Ohio, USA, putting this show together for Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition, now 20 stations strong all across America, Canada, and Europe and the United Kingdom. Thank you for listening. We dig deep behind the music. Sometimes we dig up a nice forgotten gem. And if you're into 90s alt rock and power pop, I think you're going to like this next song by Gumball. A great trio led by Don Fleming, himself a well-known producer of the era. Well, he had this band Gumball that came out in 1992. The first album is called Super Tasty. It is just a great power pop, alt rock, 90s breath of fresh air. And it should have been bigger. It should have been so much bigger than it was. It did okay. It was critically acclaimed, but this was not a hit, per se, in a wide sense. Well, this album was also produced by Mr. Butch Vig. One of the biggest name producers of the 90s and 2000s, Butch Vig, is best known for producing Nevermind by Nirvana. But Butch Vig also worked with a ton of really important bands in the alt-rock era. Urge Overkill, Smashing Pumpkins, Sonic Youth, L7, Helmet, Soul Asylum, AFI, Against Me, Foo Fighters, Goo Goo Dolls, and his own band, Garbage. So with Gumball, you've got a really neat, slick-sounding record that just is terrific. I just dug this out of Brad's basement not long ago, and I've been grooving to this record. This is Gumball, Here It Comes Again, 1993 release on Cruisin' the Decades.
I once saw you and learned to fly. You know it's true, I can't deny what's on my mind. Remember me, I almost died. It has to be, I can't hide. Our time.
a global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere, stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air, one broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Is Dexter ill today?
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Why, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have it, you. Now when I count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and what frontier psychiatrist?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of 20,000 girls
and milk and rectangles.
Do an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball
and tightening your buttocks.
Pour juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I'd
get the violin.
Can you think of anything else?
A record?
You're listening to Cruise in the Decades, 100 years of music, and now we're into the 21st century. The hip turntable culture and scratching and sampling style of the Avalanches. That was called Frontier Psychiatrist. That's from 2001. The Avalanches are a really interesting group from Melbourne, Australia. And after that album, they went on a 16-year hiatus. They came back in 2016 with a record called Wildflower, and then they had a 2020 release, We Will Always Love You. This first one is titled Since I Left You. Once again, the Avalanches, Frontier Psychiatrist. Kind of a sonic playground and a musical mosaic of samples and turntables. Really interesting and a nice indication of the modern sound and the progressive sound once we reach the 21st century. This is Cruise in the Decades. I'm Brad Savage. We'd love to get your email correspondence. Tell us where you're listening and what radio station you're tuned in with. And if you're liking the music or if you have a request for a future show, email brad@thesummit.fm. It's Cruise in the Decades, 100 years of music. And once again, that email is brad@thesummit.fm. Up next, our 2010s selection, a big, big breakthrough debut for a band called Echosmith from Chino, California. They are a trio of siblings, Sydney, Noah, and Graham Sirota. They are Echosmith, and this was their first ever song and a big hit in 2013. It was a top charter in U.S. modern rock and alternative and adult contemporary and even the Billboard Hot 100 charts in the U.S., reaching number 13. Echosmith with Cool Kids on Cruisin' the Decades, 2013 selection.
That's not really her style. They all got the same heartbeat, but hers is falling behind. Nothing in this world could ever bring them down. Yeah, they're invincible, and she's just in the background. And she says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids, 'cause all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, like the cool kids. He says I'm talking with a big smile, haven't got a clue. Yeah, they're living the good life, can't see what he is going through. They're driving fast cars, but they don't know where they're going. In the fast lane, living life without knowing. And he says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids, 'cause all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. I wish that I could be like the cool kids, like the cool kids. I wish that I could be like the cool kids.
Over 100 years of music, this is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
A selection from the 2022 recent release by the Canadian band Metric. It's called All Comes Crashing. On Cruisin' the Decades 100 Years of Music, Metric formed in Toronto in 1998. This is their eighth LP, and they keep getting more and more acclaim across Canada and across the United States and really all of the world. A terrific recent release, and that does it for Cruisin' the Decades. We've done it. We've done over a full century of music. There's no other radio show like it. Please join us again next week for Cruisin' the Decades.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA, and is broadcast on The Summit on Fridays at 2200 UTC or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For correspondence or QSL, contact Brad@thesummit.fm or by mail at 91.3 FM WAPS Radio, Ellet High School, 309 Wolf Avenue, that's W-O-O-L-F Avenue, Akron, Ohio, 44312, USA. Listen to The Summit on thesummit.fm or via TuneIn Radio or download the Summit Radio app. Dare to be different. With The Summit, local, independent, all music public radio for Northeast Ohio and beyond. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.